8. The White Knight. After a while, the noise of the drums slowly died away, and everything became silent. Alice lifted her head and saw that she was alone, but there, lying at her feet, was the plate on which she had tried to cut the plum cake. "So I didn't dream the lion and the unicorn then," she said to herself, "but, oh dear, perhaps we're all part of the same dream. I do hope it's my dream and not the Red King's. I don't like belonging to another person's dream." At this moment there was a loud shout, and a knight in red armour came riding through the forest towards her. Just as he reached her, the horse stopped suddenly.
"You're my prisoner,"
the Red Knight cried as he fell off his horse. Alice was more worried for the knight than for herself, but he got up and slowly climbed back onto his horse. He began again to say, "You're my..." But then another shout rang through the forest. Alice looked round in surprise. This time it was a white knight. He rode up to Alice, and when his horse stopped, he too fell off at once. He got on again, and then the two knights sat and looked at each other silently. Alice watched them both, feeling very puzzled.
"She's my prisoner, you know,"
the Red Knight said at last.
"Yes, but then I came and saved her," the White Knight replied. "Well, we must fight for her then," said the Red Knight, and he began to put on his helmet, which was in the shape of a horse's head.
When the White Knight had got into his helmet as well, the two began fighting each other very noisily. Several times one knocked the other off his horse, but then always fell off himself. Alice got behind a tree, where she could watch more safely. "What a noise their armour makes when they fall off," she said to herself.